Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 419. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Kurt Baker. That song is called Girls Got Money, and that's on the new The Lost Weekend EP, which I think is six or maybe even seven tracks of various bits and bobbles that have been recorded and never found homes before. If you're a fan of Kurt Baker and power pop in general, you're going to enjoy that digital-only EP out on Wicked Cool Records. I think it came out September 21st. I think that's all just a teaser for a second full-length on Wicked Cool, which will be out sometime in the spring, I think, maybe summer. I believe he's finishing up recording now. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week and a bit of a cold, so I need to stop talking and start rocking. Here's a little Halloween set for you. We're starting off with The Connection. This is It's a Monster's Holiday.
Five, five, four, four, five. It was a monster's holiday.
More metal than you've heard on the Too Much Rock podcast in weeks. That is Guar with the song I'll Be Your Monster. That's from the band's new album, The Blood of Gods, which Metal Blade will put out today, October 20th. That band, I guess it's the first album after the death of Odorous Among Us, and it's a different sound for the band, a little more metal, a little more thrash. The sense of humor is still there, though it's a little different. I don't know, it kind of reminds me of like Anthrax sense of humor. Anyway. Before that, we heard from the Cokes from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That song is called Spooky Masquerade, and that is on the High-Waisted Cokes Split 7-inch, which came out September 15th on Little Dickman Records. You heard me play the A-side, or one of the songs from the A-side, on the podcast a few weeks ago. And I usually don't play an A-side, B-side from a split, but both of those bands are so very good, and I knew I could save that track for this Halloween podcast. And then before that was The Connection from Rochester, New Hampshire. The song is It's a Monster Holiday. That is originally a Buck Owens tune. That is a one-off digital-only single that you can pick up on the band's Bandcamp website and probably other places too. I love Buck Owens. I love that song, and it's so much fun. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Jumping into another set here, this is a track from Pardoner. It's called Carousel of Punishment.
We'll be right back. this cock. Hit on me and I wanna believe you're exactly what you see. But your door I'm closed, then match your door I'm sold. Take them home, you're gonna rip more holes. We adore and we know how to look for, and you're just trying to look hungry for sore.
Rewind that one. I think that song is dirty. That is Girl Gang from Yogyakarta in Indonesia. The song is called Thrills, and it's on a two-song single called Stop This Madness that came out March 9th of this year on Kolibri Records, a label based out of Indonesia as well. I know very little about the band, and they have a pretty small social media presence, but that track is just great. And it's funny to think of that coming out of Indonesia when it's such a, I don't know, maybe Pacific Northwest sort of sound from decades ago. And well, anyway, I like that one a lot. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's Wick and the Tricks, and that song is called You're So Rad, and it's one of the songs on the Wick and the Tricks 7-inch that just came out last weekend, October 14th, on Black Sight Records. One 7-inch, four songs, four very good songs from a very good band there. And before that, we heard from Pardner with the song Carousel of Punishment. That is on the new album Uncontrollable Salvation, which came out September 8th on Father Daughter Records, a San Francisco band there that owes a lot to kind of that noisy 90s indie rock thing. Normally not my thing, honestly. During those days, I was a really big fan of Polvo and all the noise that could happen from Sonic Youth, etc., but I don't know, kind of dropped out a bit, though my wife is still very much into it, so I picked that up, thinking that might be something that she would enjoy. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 419. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Some things coming up tonight. Shrivan is playing at the Brick. On the 22nd, Afghan Wigs is at the Record Bar with Harmar Superstar. On the 25th, Nick Lowe is at Knuckleheads. On the 26th, Selector Dub Narcotic is playing at the Record Bar. On the 27th, Shun has a show at the Riot Room, or Ministry has a show at the Uptown, or Arcade Fire has a show at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena. On the 28th, Voodoo Glow Skulls are playing at the Granada. On the 29th, Regina Spektor is at the Uptown. On the 31st, Gogo Bordella is at the Granada. The Used are playing at the Uptown, and the Uncouth is playing at Blind Tiger. Not sure who else will be playing that Blind Tiger show, but that is the bar's last show. That is the bar, the end. They are leaving that space. Not sure if they're going to find someplace new, but they have to leave, and that is their very last show. So that should be a big one there. I imagine everyone in the world will play it, and lots of things will get destroyed. I hope I'm one of those things. Looking in November a little bit, on the 1st, Diarrhea Planet is playing at Riot Room. Witch Jail opens that one. On the 3rd, Descendants is at the Uptown. Slow Dive is at the Truman. And they kick off Apocalypse Meow that night at Mills. On the website, a few things have popped up there. There are photos and video of Bronx Plague Vendor in 68, including my thoughts on the show, I guess, are up there. And there are photos and video of that Poster Children, Heidi Gluck, and Sun Eaters show up on the website as well. So anyway, one track left for you here. I'm going to play a track from Mountain Goats. This is from the new Marsh Witch Visions EP, which came out October 6th. I think just a self-released and digital-only event. It's themed, all songs inspired by or about Ozzy. And we're going to play this song here, Shirtless in Hamburg, which is a very nice recall back to the olden days of the Mountain Goats with a boombox, an acoustic guitar, and a wavering voice. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Wild from the wings. outside. But in here it's warm. It always feels so stable. At the center of the storm, snake on my chest for protection.